It can be tricky business to declare something a golden age while you're still in the midst of it. That sort of analysis is usually better left to hindsight. But still, for barbecue fanatics, there has probably never been a better time to be alive and eating in New Orleans than right now. From the dark days, when those who learned to love barbecue in true regional bastions around the South found scant convincing options at home, New Orleans now has enough outposts for slow and low barbecue to make up its own in-city tour. You may have heard me recently sing the praises of Blue Oak Barbecue, which smokes and serves over at the Mid-City Music Hall Chicky Wawa. That's just part of a circuit of good barbecue in Mid-City now, counting Shortle's Barbecue and Buku Barbecue, both based in bars. Old favorites still endure, like The Joint and The Bywater, and Hillbilly Barbecue, a fixture of River Ridge that moved recently to Harahan. Go east for Walker's Southern Style Barbecue, famous for its Cochon de Lait po' boy, served at local festivals. Or go west to Kenner for Ted's Barbecue, which works in a Texas style. Then there's the new Uptown Loop, with Oak Street's memorably named Squeal, and then, on Magazine Street, Saucy's Barbecue and McClure's Barbecue, within just a few blocks of each other. The latest addition is Nola Smokehouse, a bare-bones, bootstrap kind of venture in a cinder-block bunker of a building on Jackson Avenue in the Irish Channel. While it's in step with the slow and low approach, there's something a little different going on here. That's because the pitmaster, Rob Bechtold, is making a case for what he calls his own style of New Orleans barbecue. Now, for the record, New Orleans already has a barbecue style, one that has lots of sauce, not much smoke, and limited cachet for barbecue purists. The Nola Smokehouse version is not part of that school of cooking. Rather, it blends some favorite techniques and aspects from a range of regional styles, whips up sauces based on local Steen's cane syrup and cane vinegar, and goes to town on a slew of sidelines and extras to stand apart. Nola Smokehouse barbecue is indeed smoky. Eat the twice-cooked Cajun sausage, and your mouth glows with red spice. Eat the ribs at lunch, and your hands will carry a smoky aroma into dinner time. Choose the fatty brisket over the lean, and your teeth will practically squeak as you move your mouth. Then there are the smokehouse sideshows. Not quite sides, not really entrees. Like pulled pork baklava with smoked apple butter between the phyllo sheets, or oily loose chili, or yakiman made with bits of brisket. These turn up unpredictably and disappear just as fast, and they seem like the inevitable result of a local chef with smoked meats on hand and no regional, traditional, or family barbecue template to keep within. If Nola Smokehouse is about New Orleans barbecue, it's that impulse that tastes the closest for me. Learn more about all this new New Orleans barbecue at wwno.org.